This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some of our favorite bets for the draft. Things are starting to crystallize. We are now less than 10 hours away until the NFL draft. It is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Happy draft day. And while you're sitting around waiting for your team to pick, waiting and waiting, looking for the best analysis and insight on who that player may be. Once your team picks, BetMGM tonight is your destination. As the picks are happening, they'll be bringing you all the angles on how to bet, win totals, divisional winners, fantasy markets, all of it. Listen anywhere with your Odyssey app tonight, BetMGM tonight, during the draft. You want to get as much content as possible, absorb everything going on. That's the way to go. We've got our own mock draft coming up in about 35 minutes or so here on BetQL Daily. We'll see how many picks we can get through, at least the top 10. Of the first round. Lightning bets as well, which undoubtedly will include some looks at the three game threes in the NBA tonight. Opportunities for the Cavs, the Knicks, and the Nuggets to all go up 3-0 in their series on the road. Can they do that? Again, Lightning bets before we wrap up. Matthew Friedman of Fantasy Life in 20 minutes, his latest thoughts and in some cases, final thoughts on where we go with the first round of the NFL draft tonight alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Scott Smith, our friend from 4 for 4, has his final mock draft out. Some takeaways. We don't get the run on quarterbacks at 11 or 12 or 13, the low teens that some people have in there. We do get plenty of offensive linemen. Jackson Powers Johnson staying in the first round. We get Cooper DeJean late in the first round. Now, we do get that fifth quarterback in the first round, Michael Penix, going to the Raiders via a trade back into the first round, according to Scott Smith. We've got Laiatu going as the first defensive player at 8 overall to Atlanta. That's a name that keeps bouncing around. McCarthy goes 5 to the Vikings, Joe. That's the one thing that, you know, if there isn't the move at 3, if the Patriots don't get the haul that they seemingly want to move off of 3 and maybe only back a few spots to 6, as I predicted earlier, then maybe they do stay put. And maybe it's the Vikings targeting the Chargers for a trade up to jump in front of the Giants and get McCarthy or May there, depending on which quarterback goes 3.
Yeah, a lot of takeaways from this. I want to bet under 4.5 quarterbacks, but I'm going to be sitting there all night just saying, not Knicks, not Penix, not Knicks, not Penix.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Please. Yeah. I don't think both. I don't expect to see 6 quarterbacks go, but there's, it depends on the value. The value is down from where it was, like, say, a month ago. But if you're getting, like, at least 2-1, but I know I don't believe we're there anymore. I want to bet that, but I don't, as far as using a first round pick, it sounds like Penix is more likely the scenario and the possibilities are all over the map, but I would go, I guess I'd go under there if I had to bet it. It's fascinating to me that nobody knows the order of these defensive players. Some have had Latu as the first one. Some have Murphy as the first one. Once upon a time, it was Verse. And then it's just all over the map. And there is absolutely no consensus. I think Turner's going to fall, but maybe he's just, like Aaron mentioned, in that spot where he'd been mocked for oh so long. So if we get a trade at five, that's when everything's going to get haywire and everybody's going to get all amped up, because there's a good possibility the first few go as expected.
Yeah, man, this is getting crazy. Every time I think I have it figured out, like, then I just rethink the whole thing. Like, the eight pick, too, is just baffling. What are the Falcons going to do? Is there going to be a trade there? Which defensive player could it be? That 5 and 8, I just keep being like, what is it? It's crazy. Right.
I mean, three hinge points in the first in the top 10, right? Like, number three, do the Patriots decide to move out? 5 and 6 is another spot, right? Because do the Giants want to move up to three? Do they have the capital? If not, then yeah, what's happening at five? Does somebody move in there? Minnesota, maybe Denver, but are the Chargers looking to deal with a division rival? Probably not. And then eight, you mentioned Atlanta. The biggest takeaway in the last 25 minutes, 30 minutes for me, guys, regarding eighth overall, as much as we've talked about the defensive players, it's what Jason Lock and Forrest said. Don't eliminate Atlanta as a possibility if one of those top four quarterbacks slides there. And I know he mentioned Penix.
Really?
I know he mentioned Penix. I cannot get to a spot where I spend top 15, probably top 20 draft capital on Michael Penix, given the injuries. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting thought that if you're Atlanta, and again, let's talk about a world where one of those top four quarterbacks slides, where for some reason they get to eight. If you're the Falcons, do you completely rule that out in a world where, like Jason said, you've got Kirk Cousins, but, you know, come on. Who are we kidding acting like Kirk Cousins has more than a couple good years left, if that, on that surgically repaired Achilles? And you can set yourself up sort of ahead of schedule with the next quarterback. I wouldn't do it for Penix. I wouldn't personally do it for McCarthy. It sounds like a lot of teams in this draft would. But, like, if I get to eight and I'm Terry Fontenot and Drake May is still sitting there, like...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You double-check to make sure you're not getting punked, right? You're like, no, we'll take the quarterback of the future and let him sit for a year behind Kirk.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. Kirk just got in the building. You just convinced him to come there. I don't think they want to upset him. Not before he takes a snap after willing to make that big move and come to Atlanta. I don't see it. I think a wide receiver is a possibility. If one of those guys falls to them at eight when everybody has a defensive player locked in, I think that's a possibility to help Kirk Cousins. They're in such a soft division. Man, No, I'm not going quarterback at 8. But
Chris kind of sold me. I like
at a quarterback. Falcons.
Because
you give out this huge contract, and now we're going to get a quarterback on the rookie deal and start that clock, and not expect to use him for a couple of years.
Kirk Cousins is used to being slighted. So if any quarterback could handle this happening, man, he's been through it before. I mean, I don't hate that idea, because coming off that injury, and Kirk has, you know, been very durable, but he's on the wrong side of whatever age he is now. I mean, he's been in the NFL for a long time. Like, are we sure he's going to be durable? Maybe they do need an insurance policy.
And if you're the Falcons and you believe in what you've built around Cousins, right, then you're not going to draft as high next year. You're probably not. And if you really believe that this might be the opportunity, maybe you don't like what's coming ahead in next year's draft. I think that's a silly proposition to start trying to see, you know, that far ahead, especially at a position like quarterback. But you've only got really 2 years of Cousins' deal that you can't get out from under. You get through 2025, you can get out from underneath the last couple of years of Cousins' deal, and it's not going to cost you any money to do so, really. In fact, it's going to save you money. So you really only got Kirk locked up for 2 years. I'm not saying I expect it to happen, but it was an interesting idea that Jason brought up, that again, if one of those top four quarterbacks slid all the way to 8, then maybe it's not defense at all. Maybe it's you bring up receiver too, Joe. I think that's an interesting one for Atlanta also at 8, because they've basically got a wide receiver 1 on their depth chart, right? In Drake London, borderline wide receiver 1. I still want to see a little bit more proof of concept from him. Hopefully we get it with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback. And then a bunch of dudes like Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore, Kadarius Hodge, Ray McCoy.
They suck.
Well, no, I mean, dudes in so much as they're just there. They're taking up space in the wide receiver room. I know you hate Darnell Mooney. It's okay. I want you
the
to
whole
get
list
that,
you
get
gave
that
is terrible.
Out.
That's a terrible list. It's all
Falcons
bad.
Aren't good at
but that's
stuff from London.
That's my point. Other than London, so wide receiver isn't a terrible look there for the Falcons at 8 either. I think their board is kind of wide open. We've just penciled them in as a spot for a defensive player almost by default.
Yeah, the first defensive player could go 9 to the Bears. Can I throw out a few picks, a few bets?
Yeah.
And let me get your thoughts. All right, so I was looking at the college props. Big 12 players. The over-under is 3.5. Murphy's locked in. I think Guyton probably is. He's mocked around 23, 24 at most spots.
Okay.
What about Mitchell? He's viewed. Mitchell's and Worthy out of Texas. Now we're at 4. And then I'm not even going to try his name. The BYU dude, Kingsley. Some have him going in the first round. Now we're at 5.
Frazier.
The number's 3.5. Right. Oh, of course. You bring up him.
What?
Are we going over?
Offensive lineman who could go late first round, early second?
I saw mid-second round for him. But yeah, but that's an overplay, right, for the Big 12, over 3.5. It's a little juice, minus 130, but not too much for draft props.
I like that one.
Did you mention? Yeah, I mean, that's
3.5. Yeah. We got to get there.
That's not a bad look at all.
What's the Pac-12 number at?
I wanted to give you that because that's the other college prop I have. 7.5. Okay. So it is plus money. I saw plus 160 on the over. We got Caleb, Adunze, Fuaga, Batanu, Latu locked in. We're at 5. Now, the questionable
Penix,
ones.
Nick.
Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
Morgan. Nix. Penix. Now we're at 9. And the number was 7.5.
Yeah, come on. We went weeks and you had to. You had to go back in on it.
Phoenix, we have to drink tonight. Like, I will get wasted if that happens.
Oh, no. Phoenix is you triple shot, finish the bottle, go to bed. Just go to bed.
Phoenix is bottle. You take the bottle to the head. You have to.
Who's most likely to say it?
Paul.
All the broadcasts.
Send a text to Paul that says, sorry, won't be there in the morning.
Who would say it? Desmond Howard? He's
Herb
the one that
Street.
Said it last time,
Herb
right?
Street.
Didn't Des say it?
Herb
yeah,
Street?
Des did say
no
it.
Way.
No, yeah. Des said it on College Game Day, right?
Is RG3 doing anything? He'll definitely say it.
No, I don't think he's making it tonight. They're too worried.
Speaking of what people say tonight, what do we say? Our own BetQL Daily Mock Draft in 25 minutes and Matthew Friedman of Fantasy Life with a final look at the first round next right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.